Hey, everybody!
Hey.
I can start saying it like that.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody! Like it's a children's show. Kind of is.
Like Barney.
Hey, everybody!
Hey, guys!
Hey, everybody!
Hey, everybody!
Hey, everybody! Welcome to a new day.
Yeah. Welcome back to Ping. It's episode 135.
135 episodes of Laura and I ping each other.
That's all we do.
Yep.
135 times per episode.
Stop the program!
No. About the hottest stories that Microsoft is talking about, but we've been down for a couple weeks.
I mean,
both emotionally and production-wise.
Right.
And I feel like we should explain to the audience, our loyal viewers, where we've been.
Well, I had the bubonic plague.
Yes.
So I think I was somewhere in like the Renaissance era of Europe, having been bitten by a flea.
So what did that consist of? Was there
fluids
coming from your body that shouldn't be?
It was pretty much me just waking up in a pool of sweat and coughing up bloody phlegm.
Mm-hmm.
So you know.
You know what I find helps? Sleeping naked on the bathroom floor.
I beg your pardon.
Okay.
Also good for menstrual cramps.
I will try that next time I am feeling a bit under the weather.
It's true. Something about the cold, like, porcelain or tile against your skin.
I have marble slabs, actually.
I have granite. So, anyway, I've been in Texas. I went to South by Southwest.
How was South by Southwest?
Cold and rainy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was there, too. That's where I got the plague.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, Austin, in general, you could probably catch a few things just in that town, but the weather also led to
Austin,
some sickness.
Austin was a really good time. I didn't make it to any of the Microsoft events because somehow I didn't get a pass for being on the Channel 9 team.
I made it to two. I made it to the interactive tracked opening party thrown by Frog and Microsoft, where we showed off some really cool stuff. We showed off the boxing bots
made by
Coding for Fun Guys. We showed off Connect 4, sort of a human version of Connect 4, the board game. We showed off Electro Tennis, which was like a human-powered version of Pong, and then Light Trikes, which is essentially you sit on a big wheel and steer through this little digital Tron-type environment to try and destroy your opponents. Cool stuff. Really cool stuff.
Well, I met
Interactive Party.
I met a bunch of startup founders from San Francisco that were in South by Southwest.
That also sounds fun.
It was.
there's
a startup called Hipmunk, which is like chipmunk without the C. You know what they do?
The chipmunks?
The Hipmunk.
They sing in really high voices.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. No, it's like a kayak.com competitor. Do you know what kayak is?
Yeah, of course, for traveling.
Yeah, so what they do is they make it so that you can visually see all the different search results. So, like, let's say you have a multi-segment flight, and you want to know how long your layover is, and when the flights start and when the flights end. There's, like, this big graphical chart that shows you that. And
that's
it also
cool.
Helps you sort by agony. So the duration of the flight, the length of the layover, the cost, it's all
put
together.
Do they have, like, the width of the seat size? And
I don't think they factor that into the algorithm. But there is one thing that
whether or not there's a movie. These are all things that I find agonizing.
One thing, yeah, if there's a Twilight movie, that is incredibly agonizing on the plane. Just so many teenage girls crying over nothing. But the one thing that I really like about it is that now that I'm traveling quite a bit, I'm trying to only travel on Star Alliance so that I can accrue
points
and to get status. And there's a little option that you can check for your for only show flights that are part of Star Alliance or the Sky Team. All that stuff.
That's cool. I mean, personally, I just use Bing Travel for all of my travel needs.
Right.
But I guess you can go elsewhere.
Yeah, hitmunk.com.
Should you choose to. The other thing that I wanted to talk about South by Southwest was I ran into these performance art people. I think there are a couple, actually, called the Bumbies. Have you heard of the Bumbies?
I have not.
Okay, so this is what they do. They go to parties and events and festivals, and they're covered in wigs and a mask and sunglasses, and you can't see their faces, obviously. And they sit behind like an old-school typewriter, and people stand in line and go up and stand in front of them. What they do is they judge you based on your appearance. They just look at you, you don't say a word, and they start typing. And then they give you your diagnosis. And people, there was a line out the door for this. I, of course, waited in line as well. This is huge. You should look up the Bumbies. Or if you're on my Facebook, I my cover photo is my description because I liked it.
What'd they say about you?
I can't remember the whole thing, but something about how I was trying to scare the bleep out of them, but I also wanted to be their friend, but I didn't really care whether I scared them or be their friend as long as I made an impression. It's basically saying I was like vain and shallow and stuff.
Oh, I find that shocking.
And then how later we should go to a bar and hip hop or sing to karaoke to Kelly Clarkson, but I would never admit that I like Kelly Clarkson because I'm too cool for that. It's blah, blah, blah. But in the end, I think my overall personality rating was
Hey, let's get the show started.
So if you haven't been perusing Channel 9 recently, then you maybe possibly have not heard of Project Detroit.
Project Detroit?
Detroit! Detroit Rock City. Detroit Motor City.
Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City.
Detroit
All
Avenue.
Of the 8 Mile up in Detroit.
Yeah.
I wonder why they called it Detroit. Probably the Motor City part of it.
Yeah, and you know, because it's made out of a Ford Mustang.
Right.
Which is Ford being based in Detroit.
Probably that's why. So tell them what it is, since you seem to know so much about it, Mr.
Well,
Smarty Pants.
All I know is that there's a sweet-ass looking ride.
Right.
With a whole bunch of sweet-ass technology in there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the business ideas that I've been holding in my little hopper of ideas for the better part of a decade is now completely ruined.
Somebody beat you to it. You got to patent that stuff, Paul.
Yeah.
You got to get a patent on that. So basically the boys on my team from Coding for Fun, you know them well, Clint and Dan and Jeff Sanquist have been working for months. I'm going to go with maybe even 6 months. They've been going down to Corona, California, meeting up with the boys, maybe there's a girl, I don't know, from West Coast Customs, and building this custom car that is not only aesthetically badass on the outside, but inside hooked up with all sorts of Microsoft technologies. And the cool thing is it's all technologies that are currently available.
Yeah.
So it's not like a Microsoft research project where it's like I got to wait 12 years and maybe never will I be able to have this. It's Kinect, it's Windows Phone, you know, it's got some Xbox stuff. So
it's, I think they also had a Windows 8 consumer preview tablet in there.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. And so they just sort of debuted it. It's been all over the news last week. And there's going to be an actual a Discovery Channel show. I think the name of the show is actually called West Coast Customs.
Yep.
Specifically because they did this reality show documenting the process of building this car. So you guys should all tune into that.
Yeah, there are a bunch of really cool...
Sunday, March 25th at 6 p.m. There you go.
Yeah, which was, what, yesterday?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. So tune
Make
in
sure you DVR'd that.
But there's a whole bunch of cool technology, like just things that I kind of expected would be there today.
Such as
being able to remotely start your car from your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that would be a really cool use case. Even when I'm controlling my computer from my phone, when my friends are over, like, they just get such a kick out of it. Like, I was controlling Spotify, for example,
right,
through, like, this PC remote control, and my friend just looked at me, he's like, did you just do that? And I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, I think I actually did one of these, and he's like, that
yes,
was the appropriate response. So then, look, we're in conversation with this group of people, and he's like, oh, Paul, can you just pause it for a second? So then I would pause it.
He's
like,
pimping you
yeah,
out.
And he's like, actually, no, you know, play it back.
Yeah.
And so then I just hit play, and he just absolutely loved it. And amazing, or imagine if I were to do this now with a car,
right,
where you'd just be like, yeah, can you... Yeah, just start the car. We might want to warm it up.
Well, you know, I can do that currently from my key. If I hit the button twice, it starts the car. When I first got that option,
it's
not my phone.
Yeah, so
it's not as cool as a phone.
And then the thing that deeply upset me that I haven't executed on in the better part of a decade is that I've always wanted to have a projection screen for my rear windshield, so that I could display messages on it.
Uh-huh.
To people behind me.
Get off my tail.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's more of like your front tire's low. Or,
right, you want helpful messages.
Right, or, you know.
Turn your lights on, you idiot.
Right,
right.
Your blinker's on, turn
right.
it off.
Mm-hmm.
You're hot. You know, anything in there.
Call me.
And, yeah, so I'm very upset that I wasn't able to do it. But it's awesome that Microsoft's able to do this.
Yeah.
And they're hoping with Project Detroit to inspire the developers of today to make the car and auto scenarios of tomorrow happen with technology that is just already there.
Already there. And here's, you know, proof positive that it can be done. Plus, it's really loaded up with awesome LED lights.
Yeah.
Which is what I consider really cool about a car.
Right.
Anyway, congratulations.
That and speed holes.
Congratulations, boys of Coding for Fun.
All right, I'd like to give a quick shout out to a couple of my coworkers that live over in Shanghai, China.
Shanghai.
They are some of the most devout fans. They watch Ping.
Do they?
On these big 42-inch TVs.
Right on.
And
ooh, I don't look good that big. I look much better.
It's mainly for me. And right. they only watch it while drinking. That way they can make fun of me when I'm not there.
Sounds good.
But,
that's what I do.
But one of my coworkers, he absolutely loves tinkering with technology. He actually took an Android phone and somehow figured out how to put Windows Phone OS onto the device itself.
The actual OS? Or like, we did a story that it was sort of a fake operating system.
No, it wasn't. It was the actual OS, and I have no idea how he put it on this device. I'm sure there
I'll tell you later.
Yeah, I'm sure there was just tons of copyright issues and infringement. But it's China, so what does it really matter?
Well,
what matters.
A Windows Phone.
Yeah, what matters is that now, 17 months later, after our Windows Phone launch, we're now entering the Chinese market.
Excellent. With the HTC Eternity.
Yep.
They got one model, but you know what? I'm on Verizon. I got one model.
Exactly.
So, you know.
And this model is crazy. So, first off, it is called the Eternity, which is named after how long it's been since we launched Windows Phone before it finally got to China. But I'm happy it's finally there. The phone has a 4.7-inch screen.
That's big.
Which seems huge to me. I think our trophies have like a 3.8-inch screen, so it's like... I don't know, it's probably pretty big. That's probably not the right dimensions, but something along
those
lines.
Well, the Lumia 900, I believe, is a 4.3.
Okay.
And that looks big to me.
Right.
So a 4.7, even bigger.
It's huge. And it has a front-facing camera, which probably makes sense, because if it's going to be that big, it's basically like a slate device at that point.
It basically is. That's what we're all merging towards. But I mean, now all the people who, when I post hot apps or I talk about Windows phones, we talk about news stories, and you're like, we don't have a Windows phone in China. Now you do.
Yep.
All right? Now you do.
And I think it's also interesting that when they go out with this device, it's not actually attached to any carrier. Like, there's no carrier subsidy. It's like you buy it, it's unlocked, and then you can use it wherever you want.
I wish we had that. I wish I had that. I wish I could do that.
I did buy my phone unlocked, but it's CDMA networks only, so it's pretty much just Verizon.
So we should both move to China.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's the moral of the story.
We should film Ping over in China.
Apparently we're huge in China.
Yeah, I'll be there in a couple of months, so just come with.
Bye. So, not too long ago, there was a lot of, commotion, people very distraught and upset about the timeline change that they made on Facebook.
Oh, yeah? You know? People were upset by that?
A lot of people were upset by it. I was kind of annoyed by it. Now I like it. But
What could have possibly annoyed you about it?
I fear change.
There is change. I see.
I like everything to stay exactly the same forever. But no, there was a lot of people who were like, what is this new timeline thing? And then they sent out that message that was like, we're going to force you to use the timeline whether you like it or not. It wasn't optional anymore.
Right.
You know, so now it's like change and no choice.
But
this is a lot of oppression.
That's how Facebook's run for like 8 years now.
Doesn't mean I like it. Doesn't mean I can't complain about it.
But you like it now.
Well, yes. I'm also...
Okay.
I adapt right. well.
Right. Yeah, they do a lot
of... I'm basically a sheep.
I think that's how Facebook has 850 million people, is that there's a lot of sheep out there.
Mm-hmm.
And people just kind of like complaining and inventing drama about stuff that really doesn't
matter. What is this new newsfeed? I hate it!
Yeah. P.S. This is put on the newsfeed so that everyone else can realize that they also hate it, / love it, / makes everything immediately viral.
/ like it.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's something now that Microsoft has come out with which reminded me of it. It's called Microsoft Life Browser, which captures the important landmarks of your life.
Yeah.
Very similar to the timeline, except the cool thing is that you can actually go in and, I guess it's called volume up, certain things to make them more important.
Yeah, so the way that this works is that, so it's Microsoft Research, so this is something that is not like a
consumer-available
technology or anything, but it's a series of what seems like crawlers that will like crawl through images and documents, possibly email or calendar invites, and find correlated artifacts that perhaps can indicate that you had gone through a major life event. Now, I don't know if this means like you've graduated from college, you had a birthday, you were married or divorced. Like, I'm not sure exactly what life events this detects, but it helps people browse through their history and figure out with a computer assistance of the amazing things that have happened or the notable things that have happened in someone's life.
Well, I wonder if it's just based on the sheer amount of data. Like, we've got, our crawlers indicate that there's 30 pictures, 20 articles, and, you know, 5 emails about this, event X.
Right.
So then that would be a major landmark in your life.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how their algorithm works. They had mentioned that they're using some type of Bayesian probability something, and I wasn't sure exactly how that worked. But the guy that the team that has put this together actually also put together a traffic prediction algorithm that they then licensed off to some other startup.
Did we talk about that? I feel like we talked about that.
I'm sure somewhere.
I think we talked about that.
Hundreds of episodes.
Yeah, because I remember the traffic predictor thing where it was based on, you know, historical relevance of that intersection and then times of day and weather and climate and all that stuff. I remember this.
Well, that's amazing because I don't. So perhaps you had just saw it on this week on Channel 9 or something.
You know what people used to do in order for this? They would just write in their journals.
Yep.
And then I would remember what was important, and then that's that.
Yeah, but see, that requires effort on your behalf. This is like, now that there's so many things that are frictionlessly capturing
less
data.
Less effort.
Yeah.
Always
see,
good.
See, it's just
see how I swayed to your size?
It's like, it's because that was the path of least resistance. That's why you swayed, because you're
right.
Like, if I disagree,
less effort. Then I have to stand by my point.
Yeah, and then and all the Niners are going to tell you that you're wrong for weeks. But I do think that this is a pretty cool thing, because I'm huge into memorabilia, and it's hard for me to actually remember roughly when something has happened now, because back in high school and college, it was like, this is your freshman year, this is your sophomore year, it's your fall semester, and it's like, you have like the three divisions of fall, winter, and then like summer break. And now it's been so many years, it's just like one year has like
molded
into the next.
Now the only way to diversify like my life is like, well, who was I dating then?
Yeah.
Okay, now I know. Got it.
Right. That's actually a good point. Like
that's how I know where I was in my life.
Yeah. So now I
anyway, it's
DJ Cod is just, you know, rolling on the one man.
Rolling on. So you're going to not even remember this period
just,
in your life.
Just
it's like this didn't even
blur.
Happen. Yeah. You need Life Browser.
I do.
All right.
And a life mate.
One of the things that IE9 is promising is to make the web more beautiful.
Very beautiful web.
Very beautiful. Have you seen some of the commercials for IE9?
I have.
Cut the Rope.
Yep, I've played Cut the Rope. I stood on a sidewalk in San Francisco for the Crunchies, and there was a Cut the Rope exhibit where they had a camera that was supposed to take a picture at a certain angle that makes you feel like you're part of like this living sidewalk thing.
Did it work?
It looked like the most awful picture I've ever seen in my life, so I imagine it didn't work. But perhaps they...
But that doesn't mean that IE9 isn't making the web beautiful.
No, it's obviously has nothing to do with that, but somehow some marketing person somewhere thought that was a brilliant
idea. That was
idea.
A good idea and then didn't test it. Anyway, one of the ways that IE9 is making the web more beautiful is their new Hunger Games website. Hunger Games, of course, just out.
Right. One of the hottest trilogies.
Most anticipated... You know, probably since I'm going to go with Twilight, right?
I mean, anything compared to Twilight has to be better, so I'm just going to have to...
This one actually looks like I might be interested in it.
Yeah?
You know, like Twilight, I actually got into it, but was very reluctant about it, you know? But then finally I watched it, and I was like, oh, it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
But this one, just based on the trailers and what I've read, I could be down with this.
Yeah, I think... So I have one friend that's just been posting stuff.
You have one friend? Aww.
Who's been posting stuff? Oh, I don't know why I do this to myself. Who's been just posting stuff on the Hunger Games all day? My favorite one was from Some E-Cards. Have you heard of those? Some E-Cards, where it's like they put up like the really funny like online cards. So instead of it being like a genuine thing where people are caring about you, they undermine.
I know the cards that you're talking about. It's usually like a line drawing with some like pithy.
Right. Yeah. So this one says, "Let's kick off spring by sitting in a dark theater watching teenagers murder each other."
I like it.
Yeah. So, anyway, the site is thecapitaltour.pn, and it's actually a very, very beautiful site, and it's built entirely with HTML5 and CSS3 and some JavaScript. And I don't know anything about the story. Perhaps I'll watch the Hunger Games this weekend or sometime when I get back from Europe.
But even if you have no interest in the Hunger Games, I would say check out the website at thecapitaltour.pn. .pn. I'm falling off my box. There we go. thecapitaltour.pn. Just because it is a great example of what IE9 can do, the beauty of the web,
yeah.
And it may you know excite you into going to see the movie. But I would wait because the lines are just going to be so long. You know.
But there'll be a lot of beautiful people in line. So
at the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
If you're into young people.
Yeah, oh, really?
If you're a pedophile, I would imagine the demographic is 16.
I will just put my foot securely in my mouth.
Paul goes there to scope out chicks.
Awesome. All right.
The end. All right, everybody, raise your glasses. That wraps up another episode of Ping. Episode 135, and I wanted to say publicly that the other reason I wasn't here was it was my birthday. Thank you for wishing me a happy birthday.
Yeah, happy.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
You could have at least started the show with that.
Yeah.
The entire show goes by, you don't mention it.
Well, it's one of those things where I think now it's like a sensitive topic.
Oh, it's not. It's not. So... I mean, you know what you can do to make up for it? Presents.
Okay.
Presents and money.
I will make sure that when I go to Europe for the next 2 weeks.
That's my present.
That is your present. Exactly.
Get me one of those custom shirts like you had done in Korea.
Shanghai. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Over there.
Anyway, you should follow me on Twitter at Paul Mest or on Facebook at facebook.com/PaulMestmaker.
Or follow me at Elfboy, and I will be here next week with apparently someone that's not Paul.
Exactly.
Peace out.